pointed in the same direction.
Yes, I see. But how did you verify them?
But having once spotted my man, it was easy to get corroboration. I knew where he were, so, having taken the printed description, I eliminated everything from it which could be the result of a disguise, whiskers, glasses, voice, and sent it to the firm with a request that they should inform me whether it answered the description of any of their travellers. I already noticed the peculiarities of the typewriter, and I wrote to the man himself at his business address, asking him if he would come here. As I expected, his reply was typewritten and revealed the same trivial but characteristic defects I had previously noted in Hosmer Angel's correspondence. The same post brought me a letter from Westhouse and Marbank of Fenchurch Street to say that the description tallied in every respect with that of their employee, James Windy Bank of Voila 2.
Yes, quite. That's that then. You can chalk up another success.
Success? Hardly the word I would have chosen.
Admittedly, the law can't touch the blackguard, but he'd certainly think twice before trying anything of this sort again.
Yes, let us hope so.
I'm not sure that I want to be present when you tell Miss Sutherland the truth, though. Her own stepfather. As for that mother of hers, well... hardly surprised me if she left home after this. And took her money with her. Serves them right, I say. Hey, Holmes. Holmes? I never did establish whether Sherlock Holmes ever acquainted his client with the truth of her situation. Even had he done so, I doubt very much if she would have believed him. Indeed, it would not surprise me to learn that even now, so many years after those bizarre events took place, she is still waiting for the return of Hosmer Angel. I must have referred Holmes to the matter at some stage, however, as I recorded a comment he made on the affair. A particularly apt comment, I thought.
You may remember the old Persian saying, "There is danger for him who taketh the tiger cub, and danger also for whoso snatches a delusion from a woman." There is as much sense in Hadith as in Horace, and as much knowledge of the world.
In A Case of Identity, Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Madison and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. Mary Sutherland was played by Susanna Corbett and James Windibank by Ralph Bates, with Oriel Smith as Mrs. Windibank and Ian Lindsay as the cabbie. The violinists were Leonard Friedman and Alexander Balinescu. A Case of Identity was dramatized for radio by Peter Mackey and directed by Enid Williams.